Hello and welcome to Cut the Check podcast live on Locker Room. It's a special Tuesday night edition. We wanted to make sure we got these bets out there in time for the Thanksgiving triple header. We're going to have your picks for all the big games this week. On Cut the Check, we share analysis of the best bets in football. If you're putting money on the line betting NFL games, you want to tune in to Cut the Check. I'm Brian Zwirner. I spent 20 years in the capital markets. But the man you need to listen to is Jarrell Worthy. Say hello to our fans, Jarrell.
Man, how you guys doing this evening, bro? I'm excited to talk about this football, get down to the nitty-gritty. It's very exciting, man. Welcome to Cut the Check.
Welcome, everybody. Cut the Check is about getting paid. If you listen to our betting picks, you will get paid. We'll have your top picks for all the games in Week 12 that matter, including the big game between the Steelers and the Ravens here. We'll be talking a little bit about last week. Jarrell, your big check bet came through on the Saints. They went with a surprise start of Taysom Hill. Are the Saints a Super Bowl contender with Taysom Hill at the helm?
Man, I personally think they are because they add a little bit of a wrinkle to the offense that is different for opposing defenses. Taysom Hill can run, and he showed that when the game is on the line, he's not afraid to put his feet on the ground and go and get the tough yards needed for them to secure a win. And so I'm very confident that Sean Payton can adapt to his style of play and give him an opportunity to not only put the ball in the air, because he can throw some deep balls. He had one that was really shaky, man. Obviously, shout out to the receiver out there making an adjustment in the air and being able to come back and track the football. But, you know, he's able to still put the ball down the football field. I think, you know, Sean Payton has a chance to add a few wrinkles to this offense and really become really dynamic coming down the stretch.
But can you judge any quarterback in this league on what they do against the porous Atlanta Falcons defense? Or is that sort of null and void until he does it against a better D?
Well, the good news for him is that after this upcoming week, he has the Atlanta Falcons again. So at the end of the day, I mean, everything is working in their favor for them to still be able to move forward and secure a solid playoff spot. You know, obviously upcoming with them playing Denver, the matchup is in their favor. And then, you know, coming and then returning again to play the Atlanta Falcons over the next couple weeks, things are definitely working in their favor. So I think at the end of the day, Sean Payton just has to manage and hold the fort down and put enough points up on the board in order to give this defense a chance to continue to attack, because defensively they look great.
Stay tuned to this room. We will finish the show today with that Saints game and our pick on that one. But we're going to kick off with a strong Thanksgiving night game. It is the Ravens and the undefeated Steelers. Steelers easily beat the Jaguars, proving all the way to 10-0. The Ravens dropped an OT loss to the Titans. Baltimore now 1-3 in the last four games, including a loss to Pittsburgh a few weeks ago on November 1st. Big Ben was efficient in that game when they played. Lamar Jackson struggled, going only 13 for 28 against the Steelers through two picks. And now he's going to have to go into this game without running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins. Both tested positive. They had some losses across the defense. Steelers are 4.5-point favorite, Jarrell, in this game. You are 5-0 betting on the Steelers to cover this season. They have been your horse. You have rid them, but only 3-3 betting on the Ravens. You've been hot on the Ravens all season long. Who do you like here, Steelers, given 4.5?
Well, I like the Steelers in this one, given 4.5, just because, you know, the way that their defense has been playing, it's been phenomenal. They've been lights out over the last few weeks. You know, Lamar Jackson has struggled. He threw an interception last week. He's had under 200 yards passing over twice over the last 3 weeks, and so I think at the end of the day, they have some problems, man. The alarm should be going off in Baltimore. Then you have the injury to you have the COVID list with Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins. We heard about Matt Judon going on the list, as well as Brandon Williams. These are big time players for the defense and for their offense, and so now it relies back solely on Lamar Jackson, and we know. Over the last couple of weeks, when the ball has essentially been in his hands, he's been trying to do a lot, and he's been struggling at it over the last couple of weeks. So it definitely puts him behind the eight ball moving forward, and I really like the Steelers in this one.
Will the Steelers sell out and go for the 16-0, or will they start resting? Because they're going to have this division locked up, and they're probably going to have home field throughout the playoffs locked up in about three more weeks if they keep winning. Do you think they sell out and go for 16-0, or they rest and get ready for the playoff run?
Well, I don't think Mike Tomlin gives them an opportunity to necessarily rest. I think they play limited minutes and limited snaps, but I definitely see that Mike Tomlin is going to take them throughout the process. And this is the Steeler way, man. They're going to play all the way throughout. I just don't necessarily think that they're going to be playing four quarters if they continue to be running the table like they're doing. I think it's phenomenal to see what their defense is doing and the turnovers that they're creating. They're number one in the NFL as far as creating turnovers. And so I just really believe that they have the formula. They have the wide receivers to do it. They have the running game to do it. And Big Ben is looking like a really rejuvenated MVP-style Big Ben. So I'm very excited to see what the Steelers are able to do come Thursday.
All right, Steelers given 4.5 are the pick in this game. Cut the Check is sponsored by Thrive Fantasy, a daily fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Thrive Fantasy games are the easiest to play since they only ask you about the superstars. You select 10 individual player over-under props on stats like passing or rushing yards and play in a tournament for cash prizes. Thrive has had over $2 million bet since launching. Use promo code BTG. That's Beyond the Game, BTG, and receive an instant $20 match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download the Thrive Fantasy app, sign up at ThriveFantasy.com, and prop up today. We're going to go after both of these quarterbacks, Jarrell, in our prop this week. They've both been averaging around 250 yards per game. They were both well below that number when they squared off just a couple weeks ago. I've seen some pretty conflicting lines out there. I'm going to go 260 yards, the over-under for Big Ben, 220 for Lamar Jackson. Can either of these guys get above it this time?
Oh, these are the types of games that Big Ben lives for. Big Ben's going to control the offense. I believe that he's definitely going to get well up into the 300-plus yards per game. The Tennessee Titans, they really abused the Baltimore Ravens over this past week. And we all know that playing on a short week after going up against such a physical team like the Tennessee Titans, and then walks in your most fierce rival when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Baltimore Ravens are definitely reeling on the ropes at the moment. And I just really believe that, Big Ben is going to put them out of their misery at the moment, just because, they have it's too many variables that's working against them. And so I'm going to go Big Ben over, and I'm going to go Lamar Jackson under, because he's definitely proven over the last couple of weeks that he's not necessarily been the MVP style quarterback in which we've been accustomed to seeing. They figured out what their passing game is, and Greg Roman hasn't necessarily changed it, his offensive game plan. And so they continue to bite down and find ways to stop Lamar Jackson for substantial losses. And so he's been under 200 yards passing two out of the last 3 weeks. So I'm definitely going to go under with him, especially going up against the number one defense as far as turnovers are concerned. He's been a turnover magnet over the last few weeks as well.
All right. You heard it. Big Ben, take the over on yards. Lamar Jackson, we're going with the under. We'll talk about a good AFC South game between the Colts and Titans soon. But first, we're going to go with a possible Super Bowl preview. Chiefs and the Bucks. I said a possible Super Bowl
preview. It's a possibility.
KC, brilliant last-minute tries by Mahomes for the win over the Raiders Sunday night. They didn't manage to cover. That was your first loss you took on the Chiefs. That was their first time they couldn't cover for you this season. The Bucs came up short Monday night against the Rams. Tom Brady had a chance, couldn't convert. The Chiefs are only a 3-point favorite here on the road. The bettors still love Tom Brady and the Bucs. What are you thinking on this one?
Well, I don't know what the bettors are seeing because Tom Brady hasn't been able to be protected over the last couple weeks. Defenses have been in his face. They've been physical with him. And you can see over that Monday night game, man, he was frustrated throughout the night. He looked disinterested as the game was going on in the fourth quarter. He had that very sour look on his face. And so I don't necessarily like Tampa Bay in order to come out and be disruptive, but I like Kansas City. I like what Pat Mahomes has been able to do. Chris Jones walks in the door. They weren't able to protect Tom Brady last week. In walks in Chris Jones and Frank Clark off the edge and Tyrann Mathieu. And so giving up over 100 yards apiece to each receiver with Kupp and Robert Woods last week,
doesn't bode well for this young secondary with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're young, they're talented, but they haven't had a lot of continuity this year, man. And so if it's not their front seven making plays with JPP and Bush and Devin White and those guys, and I just don't necessarily think that they have an opportunity to be successful.
Yeah, I don't know what the Sharps were thinking setting this line. This looked low to me. Chiefs only having three on the road. They look as good as the Steelers at this point. I mean, the Chiefs have got to be right up there alongside the Steelers as your favorite for the Super Bowl coming out of the AFC, right?
Well, yeah, I think, for me personally, I would have to see more dominating performances from their defense in order for me to be truly sold. Because like I said before, earlier in the year, we know that the Chiefs can score points. We know that they can come from behind. They've been down 21 points, and they've come from behind and to win in the NFL. That is a very tough task to do, and these guys do it often. So I'm not necessarily worried about them offensively. It's really more so defensively. You know, if these guys are up, can they get a stop late? Can they have an opportunity to get to get a turnover, to give Patrick Mahomes an extra possession for them to go down and win? These are the questions in which I still have to have answered by this defense. Although they still look good over the last couple weeks, the Raiders still took it to them, man. Derek Carr was efficient, very efficient out there. I think Tom Brady's going to look at the tape and understand where he needs to expose these guys. The tight end position was very effective against the Kansas City Chiefs last week. In walks Rob Gronkowski. I mean, like I said, man, offensively, Tom Brady looked good when he had time. But it was some times out there, bro, when I say I've never seen Tom perform like that. The time he tried to double pass was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. I looked over at my wife like, bro, what is Tom doing out there? Like, my man, like, he tried to get away with that. Like, that was like a GOAT. That was like one of the greatest all-time type of moves, bro. He tried to get away with that GOAT, you know, the GOATish title at that point in time. But, you know, I like the Chiefs in this one to come in and dominate.
Chiefs are the pick, 3-point favorite on the road against the Bucks. Cut to Check podcast, also sponsored by Viget, the sports betting social network, changing the way America bets on sports. Play in the weekly Viget NFL free-to-play challenge and win prizes. You can also look us up under Cut the Check podcast on the Viget app and challenge us head-to-head. All of our bets are in there. We will back them all up with Viget Coin. You got to bring it to Viget. Download the Viget app now and enter promo code CUTTHECHECK to start winning today. We will have picks for the other two Thanksgiving Day games during our Quick Hit segment shortly. First, I want to talk about a game in the AFC South between the Titans and the Colts. You picked against both of these teams last week. They both got quality wins on the scoreboard and the betting slip. Titans have been riding big Derrick Henry. He chewed up the Ravens' D, got the overtime touchdown win. Colts have been getting it done on the other side. It's been their defense and an improving running game delivering for Indianapolis. These teams played just 2 weeks ago. The Colts got a big win, 34-17, doubled them up. They held the Titans scoreless in the second half in that game. Colts are a 4-point favorite at home. Can Indy win and cover, take control of this AFC South?
Man. This was a tough one for me just because the Colts really impressed me last week against the Packers. You know, I Phillip Rivers being able to extend plays, even after the injury and the way that the offense was able to control the line of scrimmage coming down the stretch was very impressive to me. I'm still just going to roll with the Tennessee Titans, man. They got a major win last week. The Baltimore Ravens, regardless of what their record is, is always a team that's going to come in and try to punch you right in the mouth. They're a physical team. They were able to get the overtime win on the back of Derrick Henry, one of their proven bell cow contenders within their organization. So I really like the Tennessee Titans to go into to Indy to get a win, solely on the simple fact that Phillip Rivers was a little gimpy last week, man. And we know how these games go on that week of rest. That next week is not going to be as mobile, man. You finished last week on adrenaline going up against Aaron Rodgers. This is going to turn into a ground and pound game, and I expect Mike Vrabel to bring the house against a standing Phillip Rivers back there. And so the Tennessee Titans need this game in order to get themselves back in contention in this division because the Colts took it to them a couple weeks ago in a very dominating fashion. So I really look for the Tennessee Titans to walk in there and to make a statement.
Yeah, if the Titans win and get the season split, this thing is far from over as to who's going to take control of this AFC South, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's coming down the stretch, man. I mean, I picked against both these teams last week, and the AFC South is starting to prove that these guys are heavy contenders. I mean, hell, you had the Houston Texans last week get a dominating win. And so it's been – I mean, these guys are – they're showing up to play each and every week. And, you know, you never necessarily can count out a team in the NFL, but the AFC South are definitely proven to be contenders. And it's going to be a very shaky stretch coming down the way if Tennessee can walk in there and get a win.
Tennessee is the pick, catching 4 on the road against the Colts. We'll have your Big Check Double Down bet pick in just a few minutes. First, we're going to roll through a number of quick hitters, starting with those Houston Texans who you just mentioned. They'll start off the Thanksgiving action at Detroit. Texans got that big win against the Patriots that you referred to. Detroit has looked terrible. They were shut out by the Panthers. Not a great start to the holiday slate of games. Houston, 2.5-point favorite here on the road. Which team adds to their win total them on Thursday?
I like Houston. I like the way Deshaun Watson was last week. He's been putting up some great numbers, man, despite all the miscues in the organization, despite not having a real head coach, despite not having a real GM. You know, you got guys in and out the lineup each and every week. And he showed up to play, man. Obviously, what J.J. Watt said in the media last week was very it was felt throughout the entire organization, because they really came out and showed what they can really do. So I'm going to roll with them on a 2-game winning streak and to go up there to Detroit. And I personally look for the Detroit Lions to be saying goodbye to Matt Patricia, man, if he loses this Thanksgiving Day game.
Stafford has had a way of playing good on Thanksgiving, though. He's a sneaky Thanksgiving player. He's kind of actually performed over the years on the big stage, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanksgiving Day games you know, it's once in a lifetime, you know, for an NFL player, man. You don't get many of them unless you're on a team like Dallas, the Cowboys, Detroit, or necessarily right. The Redskins. But they don't come often, man. I was had an opportunity to play on Thanksgiving. And it's a very honored, you're very privileged to be out there. So, I mean, and so I think at the end of the day, Deshaun Watson is going to show up. He's going to be ready to play. I think he's going to personally outperform Matthew Stafford, man. This guy's got a lot to prove moving forward. And I just think that he's on a hot streak at the moment, and look for J.J. Watt to come in on this fast track and to really get a big win.
All right, Houston giving 2.5 on the road at Detroit to start off your Thanksgiving Turkey Day. The midday game is the Washington Football Club at Dallas to face the Cowboys. Washington beat the Bengals. Somehow they are ridiculously still in this NFC East race, while Dallas looked like a totally different team to me with Andy Dalton behind there. They got a very nice quality win over the Vikings. Dallas, 3-point favorite at home. What's the bet there?
Well, I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys, man. I'm going to take them on a 2-game winning streak. I think I like them on Thanksgiving. And, you know, they've been a dominant figure when it comes to these Thanksgiving day games. And I don't think Jerry Jones is going to be liking to go home eating his turkey without having a W under his belt. So I really like the Dallas Cowboys in this one. You know, obviously the Washington the football team they are very aggressive defensively. But I think with the addition of Andy Dalton coming back into the lineup, they're definitely going to have an opportunity to put some points up. So I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys in this one.
Yeah, when Andy Dalton joined this team as the backup, you know, you felt like he was probably one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. Obviously, he was out for a couple of weeks, but they played okay when he came in earlier in the season for Dak, and they certainly seemed to have a legitimate offense again in their last game there on Sunday, don't you think? I mean, I feel like Dalton keeps them in contention in this ridiculous race for the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a proven quarterback. Like, he's been to the playoffs a number of times with the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think at the end of the day, the only reason why they didn't allow him to continue his tenure there is because he didn't get those playoff victories to move forward in the organization.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying Andy Dalton gets him to the Super Bowl or nothing, yeah. But he's competitive.
No, he's going to be competitive. And for this division, at the end of the day, coming down the stretch, all you're going to have to be is competitive, because none of these teams are jumping out on the charts. I mean, this thing is shuffling left and right week in and week out. And I think, you know, the Washington football team has a chance to come in and dominate. But I just think that Mike McCarthy knows the situation. He knows that this, even regardless if they lose 10 games and still making it to the playoffs was his number one thing when it comes to his contracts and when it comes to being a head coach under Jerry Jones. So I just think at the end of the day, if he wins the division, that's all that's going to matter, regardless of how many losses they have, as long as they win the division.
Well, the Cowboys are the pick on Thursday, giving 3 at home. Got not great quality Sunday night game this week. It'll be the Bears going on the road to face the Packers. You know, if the Packers manage to win this game, they'll have a 3-game lead there in the NFC North. You've been a big fan of your former team. They've gone 4-2 for you against the spread so far this season. Can they get it done? They've got to be giving a whopping 7.5 points this week to Chicago. Can they cover that kind of spread this week?
I'm personally not going to roll with them to cover. If we have to roll with the overall bet, wins and losses, I'm going to take the Packers on an overall bet. But I don't think that they're going to cover the 7.5 spread here. I wouldn't bet that. The history has shown that these games have been relatively close, regardless of whether Aaron Rodgers has played or not. These games have been relatively close. Hell, I've been a part of a couple of them where we've had to go into Chicago and convert 4 or 5 fourth down attempts to get into the playoffs. So I know that at the end of the day, this game is going to be coming down to the wire. The Packers just doesn't – they look well of offensively. And, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is throwing touchdown passes, but it's not like he's throwing for 350 yards, 400 yards in a game. He's throwing around 225, 230, and he's – you know, and at the end of the day, yeah, that can get it done. But against this defense, you're going to have to put up some great numbers in order to compete, because they're going to be out there hunting for blood and hunting for this division. And they know that they can't fall behind 3 games in this division to the Green Bay Packers. So these are the games in which Nick Foles miraculously somehow decides to want to play, man. Like, so I don't necessarily want to roll with the bettors in this one as far as the favor, as far as the spread is concerned, because Nick Foles is going to find some way to pull something out of his hat and have the Bears in contention, man. So I'm gonna roll against the spread in this one.
Take the Bears, catch the 7.5 points. This is a big game for the Packers, though. You know, right now the Saints a little bit shaky. They're at 8-2. Packers, Rams, Seahawks, all at 7-3. I mean, you know, home field playoff is and first round bye in this new weird world where only one team gets it. That's all in contention here in the NFC.
Yeah, no, they're out for it, and I think that's the reason why. A lot of these teams that are at the top are stressing about these glorified performances, man. I think at the end of the day, it's only going to be a couple teams that's going to be sitting there with that bye. And you don't want to be a team that's 11-5 or 12-4 and looking on the outskirts because, you know, a team that's 13-3 is sitting there with a bye and you don't have it. So I think at the end of the day, man, it's been in the past where if you get 10 wins, you're in. But at this point in time now, man, you have to go for the 13, 14 wins in order to secure that first round bye. And I think they really did that in order to give it a little bit of a college feel to where you don't have these slip ups late down the stretch and everybody's playing their best football. Because when you're talking about guys resting players like the Pittsburgh Steelers could possibly do, I think at the end of the day, it's gonna shake some things up if they have to compete at the end of the year for a first-round bye against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, let's talk about two other teams on Monday night that are in this playoff hunt. It'll be the Seahawks at the Eagles. Seattle got a nice win over the Cardinals. You had that one pegged right to stay at the top of that NFC West for now. Eagles uninspiring in a loss to the Browns, but still control their own destiny. They just got to win more games than the Cowboys and Washington at this point. Seattle giving 5.5 on the road. Can Russell Wilson and crew cover this week?
I'm going to roll with Russell Wilson and crew, man. I just believe at the end of the day, these guys know what they have to do. They favored well against Philadelphia in the past, going on the road to play against these guys in the past. And I just like what these guys bring to the table. DK Metcalf is healthy. Tyler Lockett is healthy. These guys are going to have they found a running game last week with Carlos Hyde coming back. And so I think it's going to be a little bit of the same action that they had last week. Hopefully Russell Wilson doesn't have to extend so many plays with his feet, man, because, you know, obviously it's helped them. But they need to find some continuity, man. It can't necessarily come down to just Russell Wilson in order for them to be successful. And they found some pass rush last week with Dunlap and Jamal Adams in coverage. So I think that they have what they need in order to make a push for the playoffs down the stretch.
Yeah, Chris Carson may be back this week. Seattle still hasn't made an official announcement this early. We'll have to keep an eye on that. But either way, it's the Seahawks giving 3.5 on the road at Philadelphia. We talked earlier in the show about the Saints. They'll go on the road to face the Broncos coming off that nice win. Broncos showed up, played good against the Dolphins. Melvin Gordon, 2 touchdowns, very effective for Denver. New Orleans is a 6-point favorite, though, on the road. Another win and cover for the Houdat team.
Man, this is all going to come down to the weather, really. You know what I'm saying? The weather always proves a point in these types of games. When you're talking about the Denver, you're talking about the Cleveland Browns, the Buffalo Bills. These are the type of stadiums and games in which the weather always plays a point. And so I think at the end of the day, I'm still going to roll with the Saints, though. I'm going to roll with the Saints. I'm still confident that they have what they need defensively. They know that they can run the football. And that's at the end of the day, that's a very safe safety blanket for them. Moving down the stretch. Michael Thomas looked good last week in their play action pass game. And defensively, they're going to be able to stop the run, man. That's what they do well. And their interior front seven, man, it looks very, very explosive. Cam Jordan's playing at a very high level at the moment. And so I really like the Saints to dominate the Broncos in this one.
Yeah, much tougher task. You know, Broncos put up points on the Dolphins, who also have a very good defense. It's been good, but Saints are still the pick here, giving 6 on the road. It is time for what we call our big check bet.
Each week we double down.
We take one. We double the slip. We let $200 ride. Every week you usually pick something a little bit on the tougher side. Who's the big check bet this week?
I'm rolling this week, man. I'm telling you, my big check bet this week is the Tennessee Titans against the Indianapolis Colts. This is a very tough game, a very tough division, tough rivalry. And so I'm going to roll with the Tennessee Titans in this one. I look for Derrick Henry to touch the football 45 times in this one. They're going to have to ride him out, man. I think at the end of the day, through the passing game and through the running game, in order for them to be effective. And I just like what Mike Vrabel is going to bring to the table to be effective against Phillip Rivers, who's going to be a sitting duck back there, coming off that ankle injury last week against the Green Bay Packers. I don't look for him to be as mobile, and I look for the Tennessee Titans to be very physical up front against this Indianapolis Colts running game. And that's the reason why I'm going to take with the Tennessee Titans over the Colts in my big check bet.
You know, if you listen to the show, that I love hearing that because Derrick Henry is my running back on my fantasy team. I am all the way up in first place in the league. I need one more win to lock up my playoffs.
Let's go.
And Derrick Henry goes for 45 touches. I'm going to be looking good right there.
This is the type of game that he's going to get that. I mean, this is the type of defense in which they're going to be smash mouth, just like how they played last week against the Baltimore Ravens. And so the Tennessee Titans are going to be feeling very confident against the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to be hungry. The Colts hung up 34 points on those boys last time they went out there. And I know for me, it's tough to beat an NFL team twice in a season. It's tough to come back and really to beat them within the last 4 weeks because they only played a couple short weeks ago. So at the end of the day, I think the Tennessee Titans are going to be very hungry to go into Indianapolis and get a win. We'll see if Phillip Rivers comes to play, man. These are the type of games that he kind of falls behind on, but he's at home, so he might be a little bit more competitive in this one. And we'll see if the Tennessee Titans can bounce back.
All right, Tennessee catching 4 on the road at Indy is the big check. Double down bet. That is a wrap for our picks in Week 12. We'll be back at our regular time on Locker Room next week on Wednesday. Came to you a day early here, given the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
We'll be out there to recap, get you rolling for Week 13. It's down the stretch here. I mean, you know, you look at the standings and Pittsburgh and the Chiefs just feel like they are running away from the league. Beyond those two guys, if you had to pick another team that you thought could get to the Super Bowl and win it, either AFC or NFC, who's your next pick behind those two guys?
Oh, man, it's a tough one.
It's like weaknesses all around.
To be honest with you, I think
Seattle's got no D. Where do you go?
Well, realistically, the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, they have a proven system. They know what they are. They know what they have to do in order to be successful. The D-line knows it has to come in and play well up front in order for the secondary to have a shot. And I think that, you know, if they can have performances like how they did the other day with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, these guys are definitely going to be proven to make a run. They're starting to gel like how they did a few years ago when they made a deep run in the playoffs. And so I like for the Rams to really to really make some noise coming down the stretch, man. That was a big-time win against a big-time quarterback, especially the way Mike Evans was playing. Chris Godwin was out there playing efficiently. You know, along came Leonard Fournette a little bit. He had some key drops in that game, but that definitely is a tipping of the hat to the Rams, because they were ball hawking out there, man. They were very aggressive. That too high safety look was very aggressive. So I like the Rams coming down the stretch, man, to be a very strong dark horse.
All right, keep an eye on the LA Rams. Thank you for listening to the Cut the Check podcast. We appreciate you joining us. If you're listening on the podcast network, please rate our show. Give us some stars if you feel like we gave you good picks. Follow Cut the Check Pod on Instagram or Jarrell Worthy on Instagram to see more content from us. And we will be back with you next week on Wednesday. Jarrell, any last words for the Cut the Check fans out there?
Oh, man. Once again, we appreciate all the support that we get from top to bottom. Happy holidays. Happy Turkey Day. Be very thankful for the things that you have in your life, your family, your friends, your health. And we appreciate all the things that you guys do with us. And subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment. And let's keep this thing rolling, man. Let's cut the check.
Absolutely. See us next week on Wednesday night on the Locker Room app. Thank you very much and good night.
Sir.